The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 10 past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. When a new technology is introduced, it's sometimes kind of like the Wild West, where there's not a lot of regulation over it. And that's beginning to change when it comes to AI. And now it looks like the federal government is looking at some changes in how rules are put together for AI. Joining us right now, ABC News technology reporter Mike Dubusky with more on this. Mike, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. This is something that we first started to hear winds blowing about a couple weeks ago over the Thanksgiving holiday, but it did not appear to be moving forward. But on Monday, President Trump posted on Truth Social that he's planning a one rule book to govern artificial intelligence. He says that we are beating all countries at this point in the AI race, but that won't last long if we are going to have 50 states, many of them bad actors, involved in rules and approval processes. He adds that if you can't expect a company to get 50 approvals every time they want to do something. That's why he says he plans to sign a one-rule executive order this week sometime that would supersede all the existing state laws governing the use and deployment of artificial intelligence. There are many of those state-level AI laws from the likes of California and Texas, Utah, and others governing how these AI companies are allowed to collect data on their users, how they are allowed to use that data once they do collect it, and things that are even more serious, how these tools interact with children or people who are going through mental health crises. Those laws would all be superseded by this larger federal legislation that would be signed by the president, he says, sometime this week. What exactly that one rule book looks like, it's still unclear, but it would mark a pretty big shift in how this technology works and is deployed.
That is a big shift indeed. And would this be, Mike, legislation passed by Congress and sent to the president for his signature? Or is this just by executive order that the president will have these rules drawn up and sign them himself?
This is an executive order. This is something that the president presumably would, draft and sign himself without the help of Congress. Interestingly enough, earlier this year, as part of a larger package of legislation, there was an effort by some in the Republican Party to pass something to this effect that, would effectively stop the passage of state-level laws governing the use of artificial intelligence. But that was actually stripped out of that larger bill before it was able to pass. So there was an effort to do this through Congress. Now it seems like the Trump administration is taking another run at it through executive order. And they say this is crucial because the AI race is one of the most important that we've seen in the modern technology era. And he wants the United States to be first in that race, especially amid rising and better technology coming out of China. By creating one rule book for the use of artificial intelligence in the U.S., he says that would make it much easier for these companies to quickly develop this technology, to get stuff out to market, to fix things that go wrong, as opposed to having them negotiate a patchwork of state-level AI laws that are out there. However, for as many advocates of this there are just as many detractors who say this basically amounts to a big favor for the AI industry. Those detractors come from both sides of the aisle, with Democrats saying that this is Trump cozying up to his quote-unquote billionaire buddies, in Senator Ed Markey's estimation, but also from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a prominent Republican, who says that this effectively would make it much more difficult for states to govern the use of this technology, specifically as it applies to children. Even Steve Bannon, one-time close Trump confidant, is coming out and advocating against this, saying that we can't take our foot off the gas when it comes to regulating AI, let alone helping it be developed.
Very, very interesting. Another tech story that's developing, Mike, I wanted to get your thoughts on, is the number of Apple workers that seem to be leaving Apple for other big companies like Meta. We've seen this before, where there tends to be one tech company that attracts a lot of talent from others, but a lot of people seem to be leaving Apple. What's going on there?
Yeah, a lot of prominent ones as well. I'll just list a couple of them here for you, Paul. Lisa Jackson, she was the vice president of environment policy and social initiatives at Apple. Kate Adams, the general counsel for Apple. John Gianandrea, he was the VP of AI strategy at Apple. John Williams, longtime COO, chief operating officer of Apple, left in the past week. Even Alan Dye, he was the vice president of human interface design, basically the guy who designs the software for Apple. He departed the company for Meta. Now, some of these other departures were retirements or long announced a while ago that finally came to pass in the last week or so. But they are pretty big names if you follow Apple closely. And it comes amid a lot of other sort of more entry-level positions leaving Apple, often in favor of other companies. The Wall Street Journal recently reported that dozens of Apple engineers and designers who work on everything from audio to robotics have moved over to OpenAI, which is, of course, the artificial intelligence company that makes ChatGPT. Apple has long had the perception that they're on their back foot in the AI race. For example, they had, you know, many months ago advertised this idea of an AI-infused Siri, which is their voice assistant. That product has still not come to be yet. So they're playing it very slow when it comes to the AI race, and there could be many reasons for that. But it seems like a lot of the other AI companies out there in the market are poaching some of their employees in the process.
Yeah, it comes with being slow. I mean, you be cautious, but you pay the price, I guess. Very interesting. Mike, appreciate your reporting, as always. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Take care. Mm-hmm.